This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And in soccer, Inter Miami beat Charlotte 1-0. Messi went through practice and was active, but he stayed on the bench. Joe, I'm going to get you off the bench.
Oh, man. All right. Hey,
Inter Miami. It is what it is, right?
You know, in Inter Miami's going, why is everybody mad, man? We're 5-0-1 this year. My God, we've won all three games without Messi.
Yeah, everyone paid $100 plus tickets to watch them beat Charlotte 1-0.
Exactly.
I'm sure it was a riveting event.
I am really curious. Messi's not going to play forever. I don't know how many more years. He got another year or two left on his contract.
If he does this, he could play for the next 10 years.
I'm just curious what it's going to look like, life without Messi. And by the way, in a new stadium and everything that they're building, apparently it's going up and getting done and everything else. But, this
wasn't Jimmy Butler's friend supposed to play here? That soccer guy he's always hanging out with?
No, they told him he couldn't.
Oh, they couldn't afford
they
him?
They called him pigs. The league goes, are you serious? Who else do you need from your friggin' Barcelona team? My God, bro.
Well, I mean, they got knocked out in the first round of the playoffs.
I will tell you one thing. Jimmy's really going to miss his tennis friends and his soccer friends that he liked to bond with. That's going to be the hardest part.
Yeah, but he's up there in your old stomping grounds, man. He's enjoying things in San Fran, right?
Now his ass will be living.
You think he's
going
to go to Giants games just like you used to as a boy?
No,
he's just tearing it up in your own town, man.
Why you always got to like? You're taunting me. Why?
Because I know you don't like Jimmy now.
I don't. I'm not a huge fan. A lot of you are much bigger fans than I am.
That ended poorly.
Anyway, we've got
we have heat tickets, by the way, to give away at some point during the hour. Let's not do it now because it'll force people to stay around.
So. Rockets game.
Rockets.
Okay, good. They've got tonight. They're back in action. By the way, I don't know if we mentioned the Heater.
Can they beat the Hornets?
You better, because I know who you play after the Hornets. Favorites. In case you haven't noticed, Celtics.
I saw Boston's on the schedule. Yeah,
going to be coming up here. And
of course,
the
Celtics have one of those like South Beach flu games, where they just take the night off.
Well, let's be honest. The Heat jump out on everybody early. They've been good.
I think, sadly, the Heat are one of those teams that like you're looking at and you're like, boy, they're not very good.
They've jumped out some big leads in the first half. Then they come back. But then whatever it is, it just doesn't end up good in the fourth quarter. 36-20, they're outscored again.
You think Riley has one more big move left in him?
Oh, yeah. I don't think Pat's close to leaving. I think I have – you talk about – and I hope Pat doesn't take this the wrong way. Pat's got nothing else going on, man. This is – I'm in the same boat.
I know.
Like what, you hear about Pat going out on a boat all the time? Oh. Do you hear about Pat going back to Hollywood to collect his – he's into car collection back there? Pat Riley wants to be out here doing this. It keeps him young. It keeps the brain working.
He's also the best executive we've ever had in the history of this town. It's not even close, so.
Pat –
right? I mean,
Pat,
I don't know anyone that would even you Pat can even consider comparing.
Is a lifer. He's a lifer. I thought originally, I go, oh, he's got some L.A. in him. He'll go back there, finish it up. Hell, he may even, like, help the Lakers out if they need some help when they were struggling. And And I just realized Pat's not going anywhere. Pat loves what he's doing. It keeps him young with these guys. He's involved. He's more than involved. He's still calling the shots from the top. I think he likes the team of people. I think he loves, you know, a lot of times guys in the front office or president and the owners, those relationships, they don't last this long. So I think Mickey and Nick.
The Heat have been a better franchise than the Lakers over Pat's tenure. They've been a better franchise than the Knicks, certainly.
They're pretty good. Pretty damn good.
Right? I mean, the Lakers have had some lean years.
The Kobe Shaq run was a good one, for sure.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah, it was. Yes, it was. But anyway.
Does he have one more big splash?
Yeah.
To fix this thing?
He's trying.
I know. They're making it tougher, man, though, these contracts you can give these guys to keep them in your market.
He's also had some
teams making it tough
that didn't want what we offered. Yeah, and we went through that Portland thing. I got to tell you.
Yeah.
He's still really good.
Damian Lillard, are you talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lillard is still really good. And I don't think they're a threat to do much in the playoffs with that two-man show and nobody else, basically. But, man, he is
The Eastern Conference playoffs should be pretty interesting.
Well, we'll see how everything goes towards the end here, but this thing, they're going to look back and the way they haven't been able to close games, and you know, Spo's trying everything, saying, "Well, it's on me. I'm playing Tyler and Bam too much." Well, you're playing them too much because you look at your bench, and you don't like what you have, and you don't trust. Really, I mean that when I heard that. Well, you know, this falls back on me, which Spo does a lot. Spo's a blame me, you know, a lot guy. But when I hear him talking, well, I play Bam and Tyler, who are young guys. Well, I play them a little, you know, too long and too many minutes. I'm like, yeah, because you don't trust the other guys. You'd rather have those guys a little tired and maybe not give them a rest when you'd like to. And you look at what you have on your bench and you go, no, thank you. No, thank you. For good reason. Everything's been inconsistent. So, anyway, I had to get that out there. But Charlotte tonight, Boston going to be on deck here this week as well.
You got to watch the tournament coming up here, see if any of these guys, any of these SEC players do it for you here. The SEC's got most of the talent.
I got one guy they were showing again today. That kid from Duke is...
Cooper Flagg? Yeah, I don't think you have a chance. The ping pong balls would have
it's
to...
Hard.
You'd have
it's
to lose
hard
a bunch
for me
games.
To imagine, and we haven't heard about the players overseas from France, and I know they're developing big guys, but it's hard for me to imagine anybody is better, and any idiot tries to talk him out of going back to school for year two at Duke. You got to be kidding me. He is screaming number one overall pick.
Oh, it cost
screaming.
Him a lot of money.
What is he, 6'9", 6'10", with all those skills?
Yeah, he... I told you he was the most impressive. I've seen a lot of really good players come through that building over there, get to do those games with Joe, and that guy was, like, unreal.
Yeah. So I watched the Auburn-Alabama game.
Yeah.
A little bit of it. Was hurting.
You scouting?
Not sure what night that was, but it was definitely.
Saturday? Was it Saturday?
Yeah. And because I went out Friday night, too. I was just thinking. I had to think of the nights I was out, and I realized I was out every night. I got my money's worth up there, for sure, for the wedding. And by the way, I got to just say this to Kai and Chris and their families and all their friends. And most their families are from down here, even though they live a lot of different place now, but grew up down here in South Florida. Just a really, really nice evening. I truly, what do you go to something and you go, I really had a good time. Like, it was real regular people. Really nice, nothing stuffy, and just, you know, really cool people and a young couple. So congratulations to them, and couldn't say enough about everybody that I met and hanging out and just having fun. And my wife really didn't get that mad at me, which, just to give you an idea, I was on best behavior. Just never went too far, Woody. I never decided I had to go down that where I did something really, really stupid. Little things, but nothing big. Nothing that shut down the evening where it got quiet in the hotel room or anything like that. No, we were good. We've Got a lot more stuff to get to here, man. This is, it's officially starting today where you can start negotiating, they call it legal tampering, with free agents today. So that list is open. By the way, some people didn't understand why certain guys are signing. Guys that were cut from their contracts could sign with the team right away. They didn't have to wait for the start of free agency, which officially you can have a deal done here by Wednesday, and they'll all be official by then. But if you're wondering what happened to some of these guys and how these deals got done, it's Davante Adams and Harold Landry and a couple of other guys. DK Metcalf was actually traded, so he was allowed. The trades are allowed to go through, too, before free agency. But that's why. But then the rest of the guys, coming up, man, coming up. Should be know a lot more today, too, as everybody tries to get an early jump on negotiations here and where these guys want to play. Starting at that quarterback position, and Sam Darnold and Aaron Rodgers. Going to be interesting because we got what do you, I named that list of a team still looking for a quarterback. It's incredible. Like you think, all right, I think things are getting better. And then you look and you realize it's not. And there's a lot of teams looking. My God, there's that list of teams is crazy. Anyway. We'll have more on that coming up here in just a second here. A lot more stuff to get to here this morning. I do want to take a second to talk to you about hurricane season is coming. Protect your home with Loctite Impact, windows, doors, and roofing. Old and leaky roof. Oh, we're going to wait one more year. We're trying to hang in there. Wait a second. Why? Replace your old roof now and pay later. Don't worry about it. Loctite's got a great program for you. Offer our highest quality roofing materials with lifetime warranty plus thousands of five-star reviews for you. They're out in West Broward, and they just get bigger and bigger covering all of South Florida. Stay big on your legendary state-of-the-art Impact windows and doors. Impact windows as low as $3 per window per month installed. Don't wait for the storm, man. Visit LoctiteImpact.com. Again, that's LoctiteImpact.com. Or you can call 954-500-LOCK. Do it today.
Time for weather brought to you by the Demesman and Dover Law from youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7 at 866-954-MORE. There is some rain coming in later this afternoon that will lead to a cold front. So we have that going on, Joe. We have a lot of NFL stuff coming in here. Devon Godchow is on the move here. He's going to New Orleans for a 2026 seventh-round pick.
Devon's had himself. I happen to be a big fan of the guy, but
I know you are.
He has had he's had a hell of a career.
Yeah.
Played here, got a nice contract with New England, got an extension up there. And still going strong. Lives here in the off season. Lives out where I live. But he's doing great. Great.
All right. So let's. We also have some Heat tickets to give away. If you don't mind, Joe, if we can get that done here
for the Rockets game, that's a good one.
Yep.
I mean, the Rockets are good.
That's what we got there coming up later this month. So we'll do caller number 5-305-567-0560. We'll get you to the Heat game there.
So you know the Heat thing. Just to be clear, like they're 29-34. What, 19 games left? They play hard. They've been in a lot of games. The frustrating part.
Did you just they play hard?
Play hard.
Oh God,
they do play hard. You don't need anybody dogging okay. Now that Jimmy's gone. But
that's never problem, good though when you have to start.
No,
play hard. You know where that's going.
This is a lack of talent on the team or development.
Well, when you say they play hard, that's essentially you're saying that they don't have any talent.
Yeah, that's Chris Greer saying. When he got a little frustrated on that offensive line question, and he goes, you know, I'll go in that room and I'll go to bat with those guys. Those guys play hard. And everybody kind of looked at everybody and said, you know, every offensive line plays hard. Those guys do all the dirty work, and they never say anything. The lowest maintenance group of human beings in the NFL that work hard and do everything from 1 to 10 – the starters to the backups is an offensive line. Those guys work hard. That's not what we're talking about. A lot of offensive lines try really hard and that just aren't very good. Some offensive lines out there. But anyway, we got some tickets to give away here And then on top of all that stuff, we have a bunch of other news coming in here. What happened, by the way, today should be start to get wild. A lot of names should be leaking out, plus probably get a few more deals done here this morning, get extensions done and everything else. It is funny, though. So we had a lot of real good players who were cut or wanted to be traded, ended up either getting extensions or they got traded. We saw a couple guys get traded. Geno Smith playing, I believe, on $31 million this year on his last year of his contract. I'm guessing he wanted a new deal and then got the call from the Raiders. And also Metcalf traded. And so he's going to be with the Steelers. And he got himself a brand new contract. I'm guessing Geno's also going to get a new contract as well. So we saw a lot of that kind of stuff. And then Myles Garrett, remember, we can't win here. I want to be traded. Thank you. I've given you everything I have. We're never going to get this thing turned around. I want to be traded. And then they gave him a huge contract, $100 million over the first 3 years. And he said, okay, it's not so bad here. We'll be fine. So obviously the right amount of money got Myles Garrett, one of the best pass rushers, if not the best pass rusher, to change his mind really quickly. So that was some of...
it's always funny when that happens, right? By the way, congratulations to Richard.
Richard got
who,
the tickets.
Who got the tickets. We'll have more the rest of the week, every day this week.
Oh, good. Good stuff.
Yeah, you've really outdone yourself here.
Yeah, you know what? That's
you said let's give the people the tickets. So, but how about that, man? The guy sends out that stupid post about how badly he wants to win, and he throws some money at him, and he changes his tune. How bad is that team going to be, by the way? You talk about a team that has no hope.
Not until that quarterback thing. That quarterback thing is an absolute mess. The first guy, the second guy, the third guy, that thing.
The whole team sucks.
Is a mess.
Except for that guy. He plays hard, Myles Garrett. But,
well,
he does play hard.
In the name, he must thought about everything. At the end of the day, as we've been talking about, it seems all we talk about is money wins out, and he got a bunch. He got a bunch, $122 million guaranteed of the $204 million that he has coming. So anyway, he will be ending his career most likely as a Cleveland Brown, for sure. You know, it is going to be interesting because the Dolphins need so much and need every dollar for free agency as well as this draft. Got to hit on a lot again. Broken record, got to hit on a lot again. Got to hit on a lot of these moves we make. The Joey Bosa coming to the Miami Dolphins, it's now a lot of people think it could happen. Great for Joey Bosa at this point. I thought he might want to still play on the West Coast with his brother if that was to come about. Although, obviously, you got more for your money here if it's the same amount of money. And Joey Bosa's made a lot of money. Had a big contract as a top guy. He got that second big contract. But I could see him wanting to play here, you know, playing a rotation, not play every snap, which will help keep him healthy for the season. And he's been really good. He's been a really good pass rusher to play with Chop and Bradley Chubb and Jalen Phillips. But make no mistake about it. We got a lot of other needs, and I don't know how that's going to hold up because we've had a problem keeping guys healthy at that position. That, you know, to add another guy, another veteran guy would be a big help for sure, and an important position. Pass rush always helps every other part of the team. Helps get more takeaways in the secondary. Quarterbacks rush their throws and potential force fumbles and everything else that you get with it. We've got a lot more stuff to get to here this morning. Chris Perkins from the Sun Sentinel, Dolphins columnist. We're going to talk a lot about this Miami Dolphins team and where the Dolphins might be going and negotiating starting today. We will have that coming up next.